Country Bob FM. Time for the Almanac, the state in history on Bob FM. Neil's here. I'm Jim. And also making its appearance because there were so many positive comments about yesterday. The Bob FM Almanac Kazoo is here today. Not the great kazoo. That was from Flintstones, voiced by Harvey Korman.
Right.
This is, there were a lot of positive comments and feedback on the Yakety Axe yesterday.
Yeah, that was good.
So we're going to do this one. You know how much it means just having you around. Darling, I'd love to lay you down.
Little Brother Conway.
Yeah, there you go.
Very nice.
That took a while. You just couldn't place it, right?
It's I could. I'm singing along. Yeah.
It's a little, it can be a little deceptive. There's a little subterfuge in there.
Yep.
But I'm doing my best.
Very, very
well. Try to hit the notes.
Yep.
The kazoo is a very complex musical instrument.
Yeah, just try that at home.
They've compared it to the oboe and the bassoon.
Right.
1834, this date, Wednesday, June 21st. June 21st, 1834, my guy Cyrus McCormick patented the first practical mechanical reaper, the McCormick Reaper, for farming. His invention allowed farmers to more than double their crops on this date, 1934. He seemed stunned.
Well, yeah, I thought we were going to go, it must have been McCormick Seasonings.
No, it was not.
The Reaper.
This is the guy who gave us the Reaper. McCormick eventually became what we knew and would know as International Harvester.
Sure, okay.
International Harvester, McCormick Deering, International Harvester, Farm All.
Yeah,
and
that
now
was
it's a Case IH.
Well, that's a landmark day in farming.
Little bit of love at the Five and Dime.
Little Kathy Matea.
F.W. Woolworth opened Woolworth's Great 5 Cent Store, 1879. First one was in Pennsylvania. He'd become one of the richest men in the world, Woolworth. They don't exist anymore.
No, I've been to several of them.
They used to have a little soda fountain there.
Yeah.
That was always cool. Drugstore with a little bar, a little soda fountain, 1879. 1893, the Ferris wheel was introduced.
Oh.
At the World's Columbian Exposition. Did you know we might get a World's Fair?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Twin Cities have put in a bid for a World's Fair somewhere in the future.
Yeah, like 2020 or something.
So the Ferris wheel made its debut. It'd be several years later that Earthquake Ferris of the American Wrestling Association would debut his finishing move, also known as the Ferris wheel.
Huh.
That was several years later, probably somewhere around 1980.
Maybe didn't have the same impact.
Oh, it had impact.
I'm sure of that.
You want him to put the Ferris wheel on you, Earthquake Ferris? It would have impact.
Well, I'm sure.
You get on your back on the squared circle on the canvas. 1940, the Nixons got married. Richard and Pat. Happy posthumous anniversary to them. They're both no longer with us, but the Nixons got married. 1940. It was 1955. This day, you may know this song.
Cry, and you cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're
Johnny Cash's first single.
Cry,
Johnny Cash, released at 1955. The rest, of course,
good one.
Is history. 1970, let's go to Hazeltine.
Oh, what a climax. Tony, Jacqueline. Has proven to everyone that he is a champion.
Tony Jacklin wins the U.S. Open 1970. Hazeltine did not get great reviews.
Dave Hill, I think it was, who didn't like it.
Called
very
it
much.
A cornfield.
Yeah.
Or it was a waste of a cornfield or something like that.
Right.
It was still very early in its history. It had hosted the U.S. Women's Open maybe 4 or 5 years earlier. The U.S. Open 1970. Now it's all growed up. And they've changed some of the, you know, before the U.S. Open and whatever was 91, 92. Was it 91? Was it 91 Open or 92 Open?
91.
One of those two. Changed a lot of the holes, and they made that beautiful, is it 16?
16.
The one along the lake. I bogeyed that one, by the way.
Nice.
When I played it.
Now it's like hole number 7 or something.
No, it was for the Ryder Cup. It's still 16.
Okay.
It's 16 in the normal type, and it was the 91 U.S. Open.
Yeah.
That it hosted. I was just confirming that. It is 16th. The 16th hole. It's a beautiful hole.
Love it.
So Tony Jacklin was your champion at Hazeltine 1970, 1982, Washington, D.C. A jury found John Hinckley Jr. innocent by reason of insanity.
I'd call him a criminal.
The assassination attempt on President Reagan and the shootings of three other men, including James Brady. Who was left, not paralyzed, but he had issues the rest of his life.
Why, he was in a wheelchair the rest of his life.
He was the one who wanted to impress Jodie Foster.
Yes.
He had mailed Jodie Foster and was infatuated and had an obsession with Jodie Foster. He shot the president to try and impress Jodie Foster.
Not sure it worked out that way.
Right. I mean, I would say that would impress anybody.
Right.
Shooting a president, would that not?
Yeah. That's a way to win a girl's heart.
And he's been released, too. Remember, he served time, but he was released from whatever he was serving. And he was back out in society. And that was on this date in 1982. In 1989, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled burning the American flag as a form of political protest is protected by the First Amendment. So it's
don't like it.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, you don't want your government telling you what you can or cannot do. You shouldn't do it. It's not good.
Right.
You shouldn't do it. I don't want to do it. I wouldn't agree with it. But I guess you have the right to do it.
Right.
Based on what the flag represents. In the Bill of Rights in the First Amendment, 1989. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Bernie Capel is 84. He was Dr. Bricker. He was also on Get Smart.
Stack up, yeah? Why did the dogs run away?
They didn't like your food.
What did you feed them?
The same thing we feed the prisoners.
You fed that to the dogs?
Yeah, why?
You stupid! You could have made them sick!
Siegfried, I'm sick!
There he is, Siegfried on Get Smart. How good was he in that role?
He was great.
Huh? And of course, he was Dr. Adam Bricker on Love Boat. I don't know if he ever cured anything other than the broken hearts of women on Love Boat.
Yes.
He was always there to lend him a helping hand and a tongue depressor if needed. And maybe a Q-tip.
Mm-hmm.
That's Bernie Capel, 84. I don't know if he really was a doctor. We don't know if he ever actually went to school.
I'm not. I would lean towards
to be an actual medical doctor.
No.
Bernie Capel is 84 today. Marriott Hartley, Emmy Award-winning actress. She won her Emmy for an episode of The Incredible Hulk. Her and Bill Bixby made a great. In fact, they were going to get married at one point in time, but it just wouldn't work because there was a green thing that got in the way.
Sure.
Marriott Hartley is 77 today. She was also the original Wonder Woman. They did a Wonder Woman movie. You got to look at the video of it from the 70s. Her outfit, it's more like she's doing an Evel Knievel impersonation.
Oh, boy.
More than she's being Wonder Woman. That was 77. Joe Flaherty's happy birthday. Count Floyd for him.
Hello, Count Floyd here in my skating dungeon with the skating stagehands flying around. Boy, we got a good film for you this Saturday night, kids.
One of the great players on SCTV.
Yes.
There he is as Count Floyd. He was in Happy Gilmore. He also had a recurring role on King of Queens as their pastor or their father at their church. Joe Flaherty is 76 today. He, Eugene Levy, Rick Moranis, Dave Thomas, John Candy, they were fabulous on SCTV.
Yes, they were.
76 for him today.
That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing. All her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural.
He's got a unique voice. He's Ray Davies. Leader, singer, The Kinks.
Oh, yes.
Who could forget? And this is one of their latest hits. This was from the 80s. You Really Got Me, of course, All Day and All the Night. I'm so tired. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of waiting for you. And also don't forget Dedicated Flower of Fashion.
Oh,
that song
sure.
that I like from the Kinks. Ray Davies is 73. We always talk about this when this date comes, how ironic it is, how much of a coincidence it is that the mother and father, they played the mother and father on Family Ties.
Yes.
They have the exact same birthday.
They're the same age.
Meredith Baxter, Don't Call Me Bernie.
Right.
And Michael Gross, they were the Keatons. They were Steve and Elise Keaton, and they're both 70 today.
Amazing. Most people look forward to the falling in love part.
Yeah, well, I'm not like most people, Mom.
No argument there.
Oh, boy. I love Family Ties. But Michael Gross, yeah. Michael Gross, 70, Meredith Baxter, no longer Meredith Baxter, Bernie. She is 70 today. Leon Everett, you hear him on this station. We play this song.
Man, I was born.
To take a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
Yeah.
Katrina tried.
Sure did.
No doubt about that. Leon Everett, you might also remember another one of his hits, Top 10, Midnight Rodeo, 69 today. Burke Breathed is 60 today. The cartoon from the 80s, Bloom County.
Oh, yeah.
With Opus, was it Opus the Penguin? And he had some other real interesting characters. It was Bloom County. When in the 80s, when I was reading comic strips at the time, there were two that I had to read. They were must reads. And it was Bloom County and Gary Larson, The Far Side.
Oh, sure.
Those were the two.
The Far Side. What about Family Circus?
Not that so was much. Good, too. That's okay. Good. I mean, that was secondary. But yeah. The two, if I had to pick two, it would be those two.
Did you ever get into Doonesbury?
Yeah, they're all good. Okay. They're all good. Burke Breathed is 60 today and actually brought Bloom County back a couple of years ago. So we certainly do wish him the best and continued success for Burke Breathed. We do appreciate his time on this earth.
Came from Fort Worth, Fort Worth couldn't hold her. Her dreams were bigger than the Texas sky.
Speaking of love at the five and dime, Kathy Mateas, 58 today.
On the next bus for Boulder.
This is an underrated song from her.
Yeah.
Won't take long to say
she's got a Minnesota goodbye. Connection.
She came from Fort Worth. The song's about Fort Worth. She married a Minnesotan? What was the connection there?
Yep. The guy she married, I believe, is from Robbinsdale area, if I'm not mistaken.
She's 58.
Happy fact check.
Happy birthday to her. Actor Doug Savant played Tom Scavo on Desperate Housewives. He was on Knott's Landing, Melrose Place as well. 53. David Morrissey, if you watch The Walking Dead, he's the governor on that show. He is 53 today. Comedian Jim Brewer, he was on Saturday Night Live for a few seasons.
I'm Joe Pesci. All right, nice, huh? Got a talk show here, talk show with my mic. I can talk into a little chair, can swivel around, look over here, look over there. I got everything. It's the Joe Pesci show.
Pretty good Joe Pesci impersonation.
I'd say very good.
Jim Brewer, he was also Goat Boy, was another one of his famous characters that he did on SNL. Jim Brewer is 50. Juliette Lewis is 44.
Toes are numb.
You see, kids, this is what our forefathers did.
I can't feel my leg.
They walked out into the woods, they picked out that special tree, and they cut it down with their bare hands.
Mom, I can't feel my hips. Clark.
Yes, honey.
Audrey's frozen from the waist down.
That's all part of the experience, honey.
Juliette Lewis, 44. Starsky and Hutch. She was in Old School. Of course, Cape Fear.
Yes.
She was excellent in that role opposite Robert De Niro. And there she is in Christmas Vacation as Audrey. Audrey Griswold.
Yep.
44. And she has her own rock band, too. It's called Juliet and the Licks. She is 44. Chris Pratt's one of the hottest actors these days.
Hey, you know what? There's another name you might know me by.
Star-Lord.
Who?
Star-Lord, man. Legendary outlaw.
Guys?
Move!
Uh-oh.
Now forget this.
Yeah, forget this. He is he's Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy. You seen those movies?
I haven't.
We'll move on then.
What is he on the Avengers? Which one is he?
He's not in the Avengers yet.
Oh,
okay. They got to get to the Infinity War when the Guardians of the Galaxy meet up with the Avengers. He eventually will be
okay.
part of it. But right now it's Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and to he's Krill, aka Star War Star Lord, Guardians of the Galaxy. He was also in the Jurassic World movie. You need to
and he
need
was
to
in the Magnificent movies. Seven.
Yes, he was. He was kind of the hot shot, kind of cool guy.
Yeah, yeah,
he got shot in the end. He's the one who ran out to confront the marauders coming into town. Yep. He was the front line of defense there. He gave up his life. Chris Pratt is 38. Richard Jefferson, he's a former Timberwolf. Is he still playing? Is he still with the team?
I think he is.
He's 37 today for big Richard Jefferson. Duke of Cambridge, not to be confused with the Duke of Dalbo. Duke of Cambridge is 35. England's Prince William, son of Prince Charles and Princess Diana. He's the more subdued one. He's married to, what's her name?
Kate
Middleton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Prince William. Prince Harry's kind of the wild one.
Sure.
The unfettered one of the family.
Yeah.
His grandfather, Prince Philip, is in the hospital at 96. He's got an infection. So the Duke of Cambridge. Duke of Cambridge. 35 today. Controversial NSA whistleblower, Edward Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
He is currently in exile in Russia. Blew some whistles on the NSA and some of the surveillance.
Very nice.
Some people see him as a hero. Some people see him as a traitor for giving up national secrets. Edward Snowden is 34. And Chris Allen is 32. He was a season 8 winner of American Idol.
Mm.
32 for Chris with a K. Chris Allen.
Gone.
Do yours now.
Gone but not forgotten. Today, Emmy Award-winning actress Judy Holliday was born on this day, 1921. Now, she won Oscar for her work in the movie Born Yesterday. Other credits include Adam's Rib and some others. Judy Holliday, 1921.
Ron's Famous Ribs?
Yes, I think it was. Actress Jane Russell.
She was full-figured.
1921.
Jane Russell, starlet. Full-figured then, and full-figured now.
Mm.
And today we gals know how to keep our full figures looking pretty. Under the smoothest fashion, try the Playtex 18-hour seamless bra.
Have you tried the 18-hour seamless bra yet?
I have the 19.
Cross your heart.
19-hour.
A 19-hour. You need that extra hour.
Yeah, an extra hour on that one. Jane Russell, 1921. She was in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, The Outlaw, and some other things, and those Playtex bra commercials. Maureen Stapleton, Academy Award-winning actress. She won an Oscar for her performance in Reds. Very good. She was in, I think, Reds and Reds 2, wasn't she? I think so. Cocoon.
There wasn't a Reds 2. You're thinking of Red.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the one with...
Bruce Willis.
Okay. And what's her
Reds,
name?
Then?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Helen Mirren. You're thinking of the one with
Helen Mirren.
And John Malkovich.
Who's Maureen Stapleton then? I don't know if she is.
She is the fourth cousin of Jean Stapleton from All in the Family,
Edith.
Well,
I wondered if they were
She was
related.
In Cocoon.
Yes, Johnny Dangerously. I'll have to look at her picture to really put face to name. 1925, politician, TV commentator Carl Stokes. 1927, with his election, is in 1967, he became the first black mayor of Cleveland, Ohio. Singer O.C. Smith.
If that's not loving me, all I gotta say.
This is a Grammy Award-winning song.
He's good.
God didn't make the little green eyes. It don't snow Minneapolis when the winter comes.
Roger Miller has the country version of this. In fact, it was the first version of this song.
Yeah.
Also winning a Grammy for the best country song in 68.
Wow.
For the writer
category. Okay.
God didn't
make that smooth singer.
It don't rain.
Almost as smooth as you're coughing.
Yeah, 1932 for O.C. Smith. 1951, Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame journalist Craig Sager, who we just lost not that long ago.
He was famous for the wild suits.
Yes, the wild suits and ties and the flamboyant color schemes.
Something happened there at the end of his career. They knew, you know, he was battling this cancer, and he had never worked in NBA Finals because he was always employed with TNT.
Sure.
TNT never had the NBA Finals, but ESPN agreed to bypass any kind of non-compete clause or whatever. and allow him to work in NBA Finals on ESPN or /ABC, which was outstanding.
Yeah, so really
able to do that before he died
really
from cancer.
Nice, really nice move by ABC to do that, and we did lose him a short time ago. Craig Sager, born on this day, 1951.
Of course, ESPN then after that one.
Let him go. Yeah. Actor Robert Pastorelli, born on this day, 1954. You remember him in Michael with John Travolta, I believe, was in that. Dances with Wolves, Kevin Costner. He was also in Murphy Brown.
He was kind of the handyman. He was the handyman painter.
And he was
scruffy looking.
He was also in one of the Beverly Hills Cops with Eddie Murphy.
Beverly Hills Cop 2. He had some unmarked credit cards.
He talking cop. He ain't no cop.
That's Dirty Harry himself, man. What? You calling me a cop?
You definitely a cop.
He ain't no cop. He's my nephew.
Well, the dude is definitely bad luck. I don't know what he is to you. He's bad luck to me.
Look, I got 2,000 blank American Express cards right now. Gold. You got the money? You want to do business or what?
I have the money and I do want to do business. But with you, I ain't doing nothing in front of this dude because this dude is a cop. I know when I can smell a pig inside the room. I used to be a Muslim, man. And I know that's Park over here. Yes, Park. Yes, definitely Park.
That's too good.
Pretty good.
Robert.
Pretty good cameo there from Eddie Murphy, too.
Robert Pastorelli, born on this day, 1954, died of an accidental heroin overdose. So he had some demons there. He's gone, as they all are, but not forgotten.
All right, that's it for today's Almanac, brought to you by our friendly Almanac sponsor.
Who is that again?
Well, no one knows the country like Kurt Weers. United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weers, thank you for bringing us the Almanac. Without it, many people would not be able to go through their day, or at least start their day.
Right.
Joe Diffie right now.